What's good? What's good? We are back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast. Your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Today, I'm going to react to Akon tells Joe Budden that African women are more submissive than Western civilization women. But before we do that, I'm going to give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Me and my team, whenever we link up, they wanna be drink up. We sit down and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the boss and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup of. And tell the waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. I'm waiting until another wait for that quick.
Oh man, I really mean it. That's one of my favorite beats of all time. And Chip Fu does his thing every time. Shouts out to Mike Dizzle at the end of that video. Check out DizzleBrand.com. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. You want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle, go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on our locations. Click on one of the top three web links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. It's the cheaper link. Also, there's locations below that. California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. Just picked up Dizzle recently. Okay, so we're going to get into it. We're going to react to Akon.
Mentality. Like, women treat you like
the king you are.
Like a king. Uh-huh. They're not competing with you. They're not fighting for equality. Because they understand that men and women could never be equal. They understand their roles.
You know? To that you say?
Not a goddamn thing. I have some money going to the side for my Africa fund. When I could get...
Let me put a break. The video ain't playing, so it's really only playing the audio. From what I could see, which is fine, because normally the videos hit you with copyrights. But Joe Budden basically didn't want to comment on that because he didn't want people to go in on him on social media or whatnot. Like, that's the thing. Joe Budden is too worried about what people have to say.
My shit over there.
I'm gonna go bless when the I get over early. There, I'm gonna call you a bunch today.
Yeah, I'm gonna
put him over there early, yo. This guy.
No, I mean that's just. I mean that's the matter. It's a matter of understanding.
How are those roles defined there?
The roles are very defined. It's very clean. Like here, even if you say the word role to a woman here, they get offended.
Man. That's true.
Just use role. Yo, play your role. Let me play mine. Role. What the fuck you mean? Play my role. Like everybody has a role. It's structured in life. And if a woman doesn't understand her position and the role that she play in life, everybody's confused. How can a man and a woman play the same exact role? Where's the balance? Right? So in Africa, it's very clear. The woman plays the role of a woman. Okay? God installed love, emotions,
compassion.
And compassion in a woman. Because as a motherly figure, those things have to be instilled.
Mm-hmm. Nurturing.
Right. This is why women catch so much...
Let me pause real second. One thing I like that he touched on is the balance. Good, evil, light, dark, male, female. You know, that's why I like love, hate. Like people that say, you know, we need to eliminate hate. You can't eliminate hate. It's part of the balance. You got to have haters and you got to have lovers. But let's keep it moving.
Feeling so quick. That's why they can endure so much pain and still be there. That loyalty, all that comes with them naturally. They think that they we treat them him. Like shit.
No, I'm looking at the camera. I was about to say, everybody, this is Mr. Akon. Right.
And say it. And Antoine agrees.
No, but guys, at the end of the day.
Right? I agree.
At the end of the day, it's true.
So I'm going to give you a little push.
Now, the man.
I'm going to give him some too.
I'm going to give you a push. All
right. So as a woman, her role is to support the man.
I agree.
The man, we are the kings and the divine of this universe. A woman can never compare to the man. they have to understand that here in America, the woman don't create life. They support the creation of life.
Damn, somebody just broke that down to me.
The man is who create life.
Every time I say it, they laugh at me.
Man, we're gods. We the ones that create life.
No, to women, I'm saying. Just conversation.
Right.
I just said it to you the other day.
Let me give you an example of the science of it. A man right now can create life without a woman, but a woman can't create life without a man. Facts. If I wanted to create life right now without a woman, I would just shoot my sperm, put it in an incubator, and just give it 9 months, even maybe less with today's science, and a baby will be born. A woman can't do that. So,
I want to touch on what you just said. I kind of never really thought about that. Because they make women like the bearers of all life. No, they're just a vessel that the life is created in. And like you said, a woman can't have a kid without, she can't, that's the thing. A woman can get artificial inseminated, but she needs a man's sperm to do it. A man can just take his sperm and incubate it and have a kid. So he's right. We're the creators of life, and the women are basically, you know, the vessels of life. Basically, you know, basically the where the life grows and, you know, comes out of. But he's totally right. And I never really thought about that aspect that, you know, they, and that's the thing, society is always leaning towards like women are the creators of life, especially in courts. You know, women typically get custody, kids, child support, this, that, and the third, but we're the creators of all life. And it makes sense, you know, I'm not a real biblical person, man, but it makes sense. And I used to argue that a woman might have been first because, you know, life is starts within a woman, but we know scientifically that life can be created without women. That, but life cannot be created without men. Life could be created. I remember like incubating some, like an egg or something in school or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know how that goes with the egg process, but let's just get back to mammals. I mean, like, that's just a great point. Like, we create the life. The womb is just a vessel of where that life grows and then comes out of, you know? But, yeah, Akon is like, I never thought about that until I heard this video.
So, man, we are the creators of life in actuality.
That's cool and all, but I think whoever designed that system designed it for the act of the togetherness.
The union.
One,
yeah.
Y'all missing the point.
And that's what, no, I was speaking
y'all
to.
Y'all missing the point. Because the point is, the men have lost the idea of the power they actually possess and passed it to the woman.
That's true.
Here in America, the men are afraid of their power.
So this is where I'm going to give you a little pushback. And they'll tell you,
right,
I'm on your side. 90%.
You know, push it back.
Yeah, push it back. Don't cop, please, at the front.
What happens in America, though, to your point, is the men are dropping the ball. So how you said, yo, women are supposed to support the men. If you ain't got nothing to support, nigga, now I got to stand on my own, too, and become the man. It's unfortunate in our society.
No, but you don't have to become what you already are. See, let me explain something.
No, I'm saying the women have to become the man.
But what I'm saying is it makes it unfair for the woman to have to play the role of a man.
Indeed.
Yeah,
that's a lot of their argument, but they have, right?
And that's another thing. Let me tap into that. They are trying to make women think that you don't need men. You could play the role of the man in a woman, but they cannot create life without our sperm, our semen. Whether it's artificial insemination, or sexual intercourse, or even adoption. There's a man that created that life. And the woman was the vessel. That's, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. That really makes a lot of sense, you know.
So what I'm saying is, until the man mans up,
true, right,
the imbalance is always going to be there.
True.
Because the moment you allow the woman to take your role, she has every right to say that she's equal to you.
And, mm-hmm. and that is what they are saying.
And that's what they're saying.
Right, because a man ain't manning up.
And so now a lot of that is by design. Again, it's been that way, by design.
He's got a great point. And, you know, before American civilization, all civilizations on the other side of the world, there was no women's rights, women's free speech, women couldn't vote. Women always played a role, and they knew their role. And it's still that way in a lot of Hispanic countries. South America is pretty much like that. Most women play their role, and men play their role. Arabic countries, Asian countries. I'm pretty sure it's probably like that in Russia as well. Probably all communist countries. North Korea, Russia, China, Venezuela, any communist country. It's only countries that have democracy where the women's empowerment, the feminist, equal pay, equal rights, all that. That's an American freedom of thinking. Idea. Like, there was no, that's the thing. Before America, there was no public freedom of thought. Like, all these cats that were went against the church back then, like Socrates and Plato's of the world and stuff like that. If I'm not mistaken, like, they were villainized. They were villainized. Like devil worshippers, the pagans, and things of that nature, infidels and non-believers, you know. But he's totally 100% right. I mean, that's American-made concept, you know. Women thinking they don't need men, and they can be a man and a woman at the same time, you know. So I totally agree with Akon. Joe Budden's might be scared to agree with him and say that this cat's speaking truth and facts, but I'm not, you know. So once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Peace.